All glories to the assembly of devotees. All glories to the assembly of devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and the power of the Lord. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chapter 7, Decks 15 and 16. Further inquiries by the doer. Decks 15. Vidura vacha. Sanchina samsayo mayam. Tava sukta sina vibho. Ubhayakti bhagavan.
Ubhayakti bhagavan.
Manume sampradavati.
Manume sampradavati.
Vidura vacha. Sanchina samsayo mayam. Tava sukta sina vibho. Vayatra pi bhagavan.
Vayatra pi bhagavan.
Manome sampradavati.
Manome sampradavati.
Vidura vacha.
Vidura vacha.
Sanchina samsayo mayam.
Sanchina samsayo mayam.
Tava sukta sina vibho. Vayatrapi bhagavan.
Vayatrapi bhagavan.
Manome sampradavati.
Manome sampradavati.
Sanchina samsayo mayam.
Sanchina samsayo
mayam.
Tapasukta sina vibho. Sanchina, cut off, samsaya, doubts, mhayam, unto me, tava, your, sukta asina, by the weapon of convincing words, vibho, O my Lord, ubayatra api, both in God and in the living entity. Bhagavan, O powerful one.
Manaha,
mind.
May
Mara.
Mine.
Sampradhavati.
Sampradhavati.
Perfectly entering.
Perfectly entering.
Translation and purport by the language of the Prabhupada.
Jai.
Vidura said, O powerful sage, my lord, all my doubts about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entities have now been removed by your convincing words. My mind is now perfectly entered into them. Purport. The science of Krishna, or the science of God and the living entities, is so subtle that if a personality like Vidura has to consult persons like the sage Maitra, doubts about the eternal relationship of the Lord and the living entity are created by mental speculators in different ways. But the conclusive fact is that the relationship of God and the living entity is one of the predominator and the predominated. The Lord is the eternal predominator, and the living entities are eternally predominated. Real knowledge of this relationship entails reviving the lost consciousness to this standard. And the process for such revival is devotional service to the Lord. By clearly understanding from authorities like the sage Maitreya, one can become situated in real knowledge, and the disturbed mind can thus be fixed on the progressive path. Text 16. Sadvi etad vyaritam vidvan. Atma maya yanam hari.
Atma maya yanam hari.
Abhat yapartam nirmulam.
Abhat yapartam nirmulam.
Vishva mulam na yadbuhi. Translation. O learned sage, your explanations are very good, as they should be. Disturbances to the conditioned soul have no other basis than the movement of the external energy of the Lord. Purport. A living entity's unlawful desire to become one with the Lord in every respect is the root cause of the entire material manifestation. For otherwise, the Lord has no need to create such a manifestation, even for his pastimes. The conditioned soul, under the spell of the external energy of the Lord, falsely suffers many unfortunate incidents in material life. The Lord is the predominator of the external energy, Maya, whereas the living entity is predominated by the same Maya, under the material condition. The false attempt of the living entity to occupy the predominating post of the Lord is the cause of his material bondage. And the conditioned soul's attempt to become one with the Lord is the last layer of Maya. Om Gyanatim Manasya Ginan Janashalakaya Sakshli Umtam Yenatas Mahishri Guradevana. Jai Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda. Shri Jai Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Shri Chaitanya Manavishnu Amstatvani Ambitri Sayam Lupakrama Indurari Sakaranti. Hare Krishna. So Mother Mukhya was saying that a devotee just passed away. Just within the last few weeks, two of our devotees passed away from Guyana. And that would make it like almost all the male that I work with in Guyana, almost most of them, just a fragment left, like all of them have passed away. Many of them have not even reached 70. These two devotees so suddenly, really, that we may all be surprised, even to hear hope. how it all happened. But anyhow, let us discuss Bhagavatam. So Vidura has been asking some very powerful questions to Maitreya. Maitreya, the said a friend of the distress, Maitreya. He was even taken back by the questions of Vidura. Vidura may seem, socially he was actually an outcast, but spiritually he was Mahabharat, son of the great Vyasadev, brother of Sukadev Goswami. He was the great demigod called Yamaraj. So he was extraordinary, very powerful. But unfortunate people like Duryodhana and Dusasana and Shakuni couldn't value his association. And they had thrown him out the palace. And so he went on pilgrimage. And eventually he would meet the great sage Maitreya. Maitreya also, not an ordinary personality. He was the disciple of the great Parashara Muni. And he was the friend of the incarnation, Vyasadeva, close friend of Srila Vyasadeva. He is, in Bhagavatam, he is called the Enlightened One. And so many nice descriptions given to him. That, So their conversation are worthy for us to listen to. They have conversed for a great while in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the third canto. Many chapters have already passed through. He was called a fathomless learned sage, perfect in gentleness, satisfied in transcendence. Maitreya. Vidura was addressed as best of the Kuru. He has shown mercy to the world and Maitreya by asking so many high order questions. Born from the semen of Vyas, begotten by the son of Satyavati and the kept wife of her brother, eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna had left instructions with Maitreya for Vidura. So it's good to know about these great personalities. So Vidura is asking high order questions. In questioning in educational psychology, it's stated that questions are of two orders, high orders and low order questions. And Vidura was asking very powerful questions. What first question? Everyone engages in fruitive activities to find happiness, but finds neither cessation nor mitigation of distress. One is only aggravated by such activities. Therefore, please give us direction on how to find happiness. That was his first question to Maitreya. Sukhaya karmani karoti loko vindeta bhuyastata eva dukkam. One is looking for dukkam, but he's finding. One is looking for sukham, but he's finding dukkha. See? In other words, one is looking for happiness, but he's met with distress. See? So that was one question. Great souls traverse the earth on behalf of the Lord to show compassion to the fallen souls who are averse to the sense of subordination of the Lord. Therefore, O sage, please give me instruction on devotional service of Lord Krishna. Please describe how he accepts incarnation. Please narrate the auspicious characteristics of the Lord in his different incarnations for the benefit of the Brahmana, cows, and demigods. Kridan vidha vidhate dvija go suranam. The Brahmanas, the twice born, the cows, go, and suranam, the devas. Describe how he created the nature, activities, form, features of the living entities. These topics can cut off one's bondage to family affection. People engage in sinful activities averse to the topics of transcendence, like the Bhagavad Gita, but are pitied by the pitiable. I also pity them, because their duration of life is spoiled by eternal time. Tan socha sochan avido nusochi. Harir katayam vimukhan agena. How is the Lord connected with the modes of nature and their activities? Boys play with one another because of distress, but there is no such desire. Boy plays with one another because of desires, but there is no such desire of the Lord, because he is self-satisfied. How does the pure soul engage in nations? The super soul is in everyone's heart, so why their activities result in miseries? So these were the questions of Vidura to Maitreya. And Maitreya would answer all of them nicely. Srila Prabhupada, within the purport, says that the Lord is the predominator of the living entities. And the living entities are predominated. The Lord is the supreme controller, and we are his subordinate servants. But when we have decided to take the position of the Lord, to become the controller, then we are sent into this material world. We are cast into this material world to try to take that role. And in 8 million species, we are taking that role of being an independent player. 8 million species are independently acting, but yet they are controlled by the Lord's external energy, Maya. When the soul reaches the human feature, the human form, then he gets the intelligence to understand his constitutional position, and then he can take to devotional service if he cares. See? So it's stated that the living entities, they are trying to compete with the Lord. Within the Garuda Purana stated, the unmoving insect, fishes, birds, animal deities, having casted these bodies for millions of times, the soul finally gets the body of a human and a chance for self and God realization. After millions of births, the soul obtains a human body and gets a chance to accumulate merit and demerit, good and bad karma. He who, having obtained a human body, or he who have obtained a human birth, which is so difficult to acquire, and a step towards self-realization, does not help himself, who in this world is considered more sinful? If that man with superior senses does not comprehend what benefits the soul, he's considered a slayer of a Brahmin. So it's stated that after traversing all this, the lower species, the soul finally gets this human form. And if he fails to understand his constitutional position, then he can go back into the lower species again through the laws of karma. And so our position here is to fall back into our constitutional position, Javira Surupahar Krishna Nitadas. See? And by doing this, then we can go back to the spiritual world and situate ourselves back in our eternal position as an associate of the Lord. So, this is our path. And the devotees, they can be considered on the topmost platform of transcendence. The path in some ways is not easy. Some way it can be filled with reverses, obstacles, and so forth. But if we surrender nicely, then we can able to traverse a little more smoothly. But as we can see, many devotees have taken to the path and yet have had many difficulties. So so we have to expect these things. See? And we can continue to trudge, if you want to say. But we shouldn't give up. The second verse is speaking about the Lord is the controller of the external energy, Maya. And the living entities are being controlled by Maya. The Lord is the predominator of the external energy, Maya, whereas the living entity is predominated by the same Maya under the material condition. The false attempt of the living entity to occupy the predominating post of the Lord is the cause of his material bondage, and the conditioned soul's attempt to become one with the Lord is the last snare of Maya. So Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Daivihi isha guna maya, mama maya durateya, mameva ye kapadyante mayamitam tarantate. This divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. The living entities in this material world, they are covered by this external energy, Maya, so that they think that they are the bodies, and they think they are the enjoyer. I'm speaking about the lower species. For them to be engrossed in that consciousness, then they have to be covered by the illusory energy. And so they're acting as if being independent. Really, they're not independent. I mean, they're totally dependent on the Lord for everything. But because they're covered by this external energy, they're thinking, "Aham Ameti, I'm this body. And I'm the enjoyer here." See? And so only when the living entity comes to the human platform, then he can understand that no, he's not the body and he's not the supreme enjoyer. See? Then he surrenders to the Lord, and the Lord uncovers this Maya Shakti. Then it's stated, Namam Duskritino Muda Prapadyante Narama Maya Aparita Gena Asuram Bhava Masuta. Maya Aparita Gena. There are one type of human beings who are professed as very intelligent. See? And Srila Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita states that these are like the scientists, the poets, the writers, the so-called scholars. But their intelligence have all been covered by this illusory energy, Maya Aparita Jnana. And because it's been covered, then they pose all kinds of theories about the origin of life and so forth, misguiding the world in so many ways. Because it's baffling, and Srila Prabhupada says, but really, these personalities, so-called educators, they're not the real scientists, but the real scientists and the real educators are the Mahajans. The Mahajan. They are the real scientists and they are the real educators. Because they know how to educate human society to the path back to Godhead. But our so-called educators, they're misguiding society by establishing all these misleading theories. A biogenesis, Big Bang, evolution. Actually, these three theories are most dangerous for the world because they have an atheistic connotation in the sense that it seems as if everything originates without the input of the Supreme, without the input of the Lord. And so they are very, very dangerous in one sense. And so we as devotees and preachers, we should familiarize ourselves with them and able to conquer them or oppose them. Don't get misled and don't make the world become misled by them. And so in this way we can able to we can enlighten the populace properly. Sometimes we place on spotlights. Sometimes we place on spotlights. Like recently, a devotee from Guyana came here and we were visiting different places. And everywhere we go, we were asked to preach. We were asked to preach at a birthday party. We were asked to preach at the appearance of Lord Ramachandra. We are asked to preach at a temple in the temple in New Taravan. We are asked to preach at a funeral. So, you know, sometimes we're put in the spotlight, and so we have to understand the philosophy and know the philosophy properly, so that we can able to speak on these different occasions. Okay? We can able to speak on these occasions. And so when Vidura was questioning Maitri, he was posing many, many different questions. And so Maitreya was baffled in some way. See? But being a self-realized soul and a very enlightened personality, he was able to answer them nicely. See, he was able to answer them nicely. So the first verse is stated that he discussed about the Lord and the living entities. And so when the living entities come to the human form, to the human platform, then his role changes. And eventually he would take up the devotional service. See? Eventually he would take up the devotional service. And when Lord Chaitanya was speaking to Sanatana Goswami, he said that devotional service is innate within the heart of every living creature. It is innate, or it's hidden within the heart of every living creature. But only when one gets the human form, then it can be awakened. See? When one gets to the human form, then this devotion can be ignited again. And the spark becomes ignited, and one can take back seriously to the path of devotion like he had in the spiritual world. See? And so then Lord Chaitanya was telling Sanatana Goswami. He was saying that he was explaining the qualities of a devotee or the qualities of what we should try to imbibe. He says the devotee is kind to everyone. He does not quarrel with anyone. His mind is clean. He is peaceful. He is humble. He gives up lust, anger, hate, envy, jealousy, greed. He is sane. He's respectful, he's grave, he's merciful, friendly, poetic, expert, silent. He says one should avoid unholy association. And then he says, especially those who are overly attached to the opposite sex. And also, one must give up prajalpa, unnecessary, frivolous talking. See? And by doing these, then we can become a Paka devotee, so to speak. So going back to the second verse, the Lord was saying that the Lord is the controller of Maya, and the living entities are being controlled by Maya. So I'd like to recite a story or two about this Maya. One time, the demons there, it's stated that lust, greed, anger, and so forth, their thing. But it's stated that Maya can be so powerful that of all these qualities, of all these vices, Maya is the most powerful. And so, one time Lord Shiva, he is actually married to Maya Devi. So you can say that he's control of Maya Devi. But he went to Lord Vishnu and he said that, I would like to see that form that you allow the demons. Because he said that, he thought that he was superly powerful. I would like to see that form that you allowed the demons. And Lord Vishnu was overtaken a little bit. He was smiling. And then suddenly he created the illusion like a forest. And then he appeared as Mohini Murti. When he appeared as Mohini Murti, she was bouncing this ball, and Lord Shiva was looking at her, and little by little, this great personality who thinks he has conquered Maya, see, he's becoming captivated, and he's looking at Mohini Murti. She's bouncing this ball, and then suddenly her dress flew away. The wind blew her dress away. And Lord Shiva saw that now. And Lord Shiva got more lewd. She started to move towards Mohini Murti. And as he was moving, and remember, this is the Lord. She is moving all over the place, really. She's all powerful also. So she's moving, and Lord Shiva is moving behind her. All over the place. And he's trying to go. She moves, sitting in the forest and the mountains and the valleys. All over the place. Mohini Murti is alluring him. And he's running crazy after her. Stated that Lord Shiva had no control anymore. And he was running and running, running. Eventually it stated that he passed semen, and wherever the semen fell, it turned into like a gold mine. See? And then he finally realized that no, even him can be baffled by this powerful energy of the Lord. See? And then Lord Vishnu from Mohinimurti turn back, well, Mohinimurti turn back to Lord Vishnu. And then explain to Lord Shiva how powerful is his energy. See? So this material energy is super powerful. What about us really? See? What about us really? We can be as powerful as we think we are. We can be a Lord. I mean, of course, we know the story of Sanatana Goswami by taking to the chanting. That is our only hope. But if we play with Maya, or if we ever think to try Maya, then we can be easily conquered. The time looks like it's almost here, but maybe I'll run through one other quick story, and then maybe we'll take comments or questions or anything. There was a Brahmana called Sudharma. Sudharma or Susharma. And he had approached Lord Varaha to say that he wanted to understand the Lord's illusory energy. And the Lord said that is not possible for a mortal. To understand this illusory energy is not possible for a mortal. But he insisted. And the Lord says, all right. And so he said, go take a bath in the lake. And so when this Brahmana went to the lake, suddenly he found himself in the womb of a low-class woman. Was it a chandala, I think? Was. He found himself within the womb of the chandala, and then he took birth. And then, well, he became a Shino. He born as a chandala girl. And then she got married. And then when she got married, she was getting children like every year or whatever, to her. And she was getting children after children, many until she was 50 years. She got many children. And then, one day she went to this river. And she went to take a bath. And suddenly she was transformed into transformed back to the Brahmana. And then, when she was transformed into the Brahmana, some sages were waiting in the Brahmana. And then the sages says, what happened? Where were you? Where were you for the few hours? And he said, what? He thought he had experienced 50 years. Within the illusory energy, he experienced so many things within that energy. You see? That he married and got so many children and so many things happened just within a short time. And then he realized that this illusory energy is so powerful that if you become covered by it, you cannot escape. You see? And so Lord Vara was saying, that's why a regular mortal cannot understand the power of this illusory energy, Maya. And so even us, in householder life, it's stated, the man is considered butter, and the female is considered fire. And when the two meet, one would melt. See? And so, we have to be very, very careful. It is this powerful force can drag us down in this process of Krishna consciousness. See? This powerful force. And it's a mystery, like I stated, it's a mystery that even like I stated within our devotee community back in Guyana, maybe 90% of the men have all passed away. See, there is some mystery there, what is taking place. But we have to be very, very careful. The force of Maya is very powerful. And so we cannot take chances. We have to be always on guard with our sadhana and our service. So I'll stop here. If there is any comment or question or correction. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Guys, again, so famous. They've been going back.